everyone, and welcome to another day at the Balearic Yacht Show. We're so pleased that you could join us, and I'm really pleased because this is actually the first time that I've had the opportunity to interview Antonella from BWA Yachting. How are you?
Thank you. Thank you for having me. I'm doing great. Thank you.
Yeah, well, I mean, we've touched base in the past, and we've had conversations in the past, and, you know, I do greatly admire you because you are a powerhouse of a woman in an industry that is mainly male-dominated, and you've risen very quickly through a lot of hard work, and in a few years, but quickly enough, to, you know, the top of your game. I mean, you started your company back in 2005?
Yeah, that's right, yeah. We started in 2005 when, everything was much different. We're much different than now. I can surely say that the industry has evolved. The infrastructure in Spain has evolved for the yachting industry in general. It was quite green, if I can say, at the time. And we are so excited to be part of this incredible evolution for the yachting industry.
Well, in as far as the Balearics go, have you seen, how do you see things have sort of interacted last year? You know, a lot of the conversations that we are having throughout this Balearic Yacht Show is the fact that there was a huge impact in the Balearics last year because the pandemic struck right as the crossing period normally from the US over to the Med would have taken place. So we saw a huge drop. How did that affect you as a company, or how did it affect the Balearic Islands as far as you saw?
Right. Well, I have to say to start with that it was a shock. It was a shock for everybody. We were all excited because we have many yachts staying with us for the winter. So many yachts were based here. We're based in mainland Spain, Barcelona, Mallorca. So they were all getting ready to a new exciting season. And the expectation was huge. The expectation was huge and very positive. When the pandemic arrived, we had to quickly change the mindset, completely redefine the needs, the necessity of everybody, because the crew was suddenly immediately in isolation. Our role as agent was so important and vital for them, because they could not go shopping, they couldn't interact with the shore. They were trying to limit the interaction as much as possible. And I get goosebumps now thinking of a couple of captains actually thanking us so much because we were vital for them. You know, the support, it was so emotional because the support that we had to give was total. You know, from the provisioning to the medical to the traveling, everything was challenging, very, very challenging for everybody.
Well, and now we've seen reports straight across media that, you know, 2021 is starting to really pick up. And it looks like this season is going to be one for the record books. And there doesn't seem to be an end in sight. Is that what your feel is over there at BWA?
Well, more than a feeling is a reality. Yeah. We are already facing. We're so excited now. As I said, after so many challenging months, we are seeing the light, and it's really bright. We have currently many, many yachts cruising with guests already. I'm sure you're aware that there has been a lot of limitation for third country nationals to be able to enter, many sorts of difficulties to start a proper charter season. But since May 2021, slowly, it's been different type of openings, and now we can really, really say also for Americans, we are expecting a formal ruling, but from June 7th, we should be able to receive also Americans directly. So there is so much excitement. We can see the numbers have gone up the roof in less than 2 months. In less than 2 months, we are so excited.
So you service pretty much the world. So if anybody anywhere in the world wants to get in touch with you, of course, you've got a stand at the Balearic Yacht Show. So virtually they can go and check you out, make appointments. But if somebody wants to contact you and work with you, how do they go about doing that?
It's really straightforward. We have a very easy to navigate website, which is www.yachting.com, of course. And then we try to make it super easy for clients. Every country has their direct email address. For Spain, in this case, it's spain@bwayachting.com. So absolutely delighted to assist. We've been quite active during the pandemic and obviously continuing to do so with weekly updates, and has been really a success. All clients have been so appreciative of us sending out updates, regulation, instruction, how to proceed, when to proceed, protocols, and the opening restriction almost live. We were able to update everybody, and that felt I think it felt like a great help to all the different clients that were relying so many different sources, so many sometimes discording information coming, to have somebody as a reference. And for us, we really, it made us feel very proud. It was hard work, of course, but yeah.
Well, let me ask you, for those out there that are watching this, if they haven't heard of BWA Yachting yet, which they should have, what exactly are the services that you guys offer?
Right. Well, I like to say that we offer 360-degree range of services, right? From the very beginning, that it's the itinerary planning for possible arrival into a country, to obviously the very important berth reservation, VIP arrangement. Basically, we're trying to to support captains, crew in all possible way to plan a fantastic cruise, make a trip, not just a regular trip, an amazing, memorable trip, creating experience, bringing in our local knowledge in every destination, and at the same time, connecting them already with the next country they want to visit. I think that's the uniqueness of BWA, because of we're present in every country. And at the same time, as I said, we are able, in every single country, we are able to have a local expert that can link you already with the next destination that you wish to visit, with the security and the safety to say, to deal with the highest standard on all different departments, all different requirements.
Amazing, amazing. Now, this part is something that I'm purely interested in. People out there maybe as well, you never know. Have you noticed a shift in ownership as far as demographic goes? Is the age dropping as far as those that are owning boats? And therefore, as a result of that age dropping, if it is dropping, are they looking for different experiences?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, we had yacht owners as young as 28, 36. You know, the age has been absolutely, I mean, dropping considerably. What I've noticed that it's in a way exciting for me, because I'm very much personally aligned with the same mindset. There's been less craziness, you know, just like less wanting to show off or wanting to they're just coming back to simplicity. You know, they want to experience nature. They want to enjoy the local tradition, the discover something that it's not wow or expensive or crazy clubbing and things like that. They're just going back to the simplicity, to the roots, and that's, for me, it's beautiful and it's exciting to be able to, you know, to support clients in that sense.
Yeah, that's interesting that you say that, because I'm noticing that with just about every single interview that I do going forward, is that, and over the past, I would say, maybe year, the clientele is getting younger and they are looking for a more true, real experience. They're into things like mountain biking. They're into things like hiking, you know, skydiving or gliding. It's just a different concept than getting on this big glamorous yacht sitting in the middle of the Mediterranean Sea. Do you know what I mean? It's not about doing nothing and just partying. It's about getting into the local culture and finding, you know, a restaurant that's been there for the past 150 years run by the same family, and learning about the places they visit. So it's interesting, and it's great to see, you know, talking to somebody like you as well, and you are Spanish and you are from Spain, that you're feeling those same things.
No, absolutely. And I mean, exactly as you mentioned, we've done so many beautiful activity from hiking, geological excursion, where some clients are really interested into, you know, the local, the history. It's fascinating to you know, to be able to share with clients all around the world. We have lots of Americans, and it's real pleasure doing them, all sorts of nationals, really. But the real interest, you know, the real interest. So the cruising is not just a selfish experience, you know. I think it's more of a embracing and wanting to discover the uniqueness of a location that you're visiting. This is what we are experiencing more and more.
Nice. Well, I have to say thank you ever so much. If you are interested in BWA Yachting, please do go online and check them out, www.bwayachting.com. As well, head over to their virtual booth at the Balearic Yacht Show and schedule an appointment if you want to work with Antonella and her team. I thank you for your time.
Thank you. Thank you. Always a pleasure. Bye.
Bye. You've been watching another live stream. Well, live stream, Zoom, pre-record. We're working it right here at the Balearic Yacht Show. My name is Rhea. I have been your host. We'll see you again real soon.